Loving God, you have gathered us today to remind us of your love, sent to us through your Son, Jesus. Today we've gathered in worship, longing for your presence to be made real in our midst. So come, Holy Spirit. Open our eyes to your grace around us. Let us be fertile ground for the good seeds that you are planting in us. Root our hearts in you and move us toward compassion, sending us out to boldly share your love with the whole world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. If you remember, a couple of years ago, the world was captivated by the story of April the giraffe. April the giraffe, if you're unfamiliar, was a pregnant giraffe in New York at the Animal Adventure Park. She became famous, or at least internet famous, in the late stages of her pregnancy. Remember her? Remember that story? For a while, it seemed that everywhere I turned, folks were talking about April the giraffe. On the news in the morning, they cut to tiny snippets of the giraffe cam as they went to commercial breaks. And while the live feed was all over my Facebook page, it seems that almost everyone I knew was anxiously anticipating April's new calf while we watched her online. People commented on how uncomfortable April looked and how hard it must be to carry a calf for so long. Giraffe pregnancies are almost 15 months long. From February to April that year, each day brought a new speculation that today would be the day. People found themselves on the edge of their seats, enthralled and captivated, waiting for the new baby giraffe's arrival. They checked in on the news in the morning and in the evening. They pulled up images of the live feed on their lunch breaks. Everyone was waiting. And for a few months, the giraffe and her family captivated the world's attention. Finally, on April 15th that year, Animal Adventure Park, where April lived, announced that she had gone into labor. Millions of viewers from across the world watched Giraffe Cam online as the new calf was born and took its first steps. Zookeepers named the calf Tajiri, which means hope in Swahili. And for a few more days after that, the world continued to be captivated by watching this new little giraffe and his family. But soon, folks had to find other things to occupy their time. And April Tajiri and Dad Oliver were left alone to live their lives off camera for the most part. Friends, there are all kinds of things that we anticipate. I don't know about you and your family, but right now, I'm looking forward to a time where we can create a new normal. I'm looking forward to a time when we get to birth a new world and new church together from the same room and not from our separate places. But even as we wait, we have a chance to define what our church and our world will look like. We have a chance to join in prayer, to seek God's wisdom, to allow transformation of our broken places, and to change our stories. The decisions that we make now will affect the way that we move forward together in the future. When I read today's passage from Romans, I couldn't help but think back to that story of April the giraffe, but also to think about our present circumstances. Paul's words evoke images of anxious anticipation, of labor and birth and new life, all of which is hard work. Needless to say, I thought of April the giraffe, who captivated the world's attention and gave us something to hope for and to believe in for a couple of months. And I think right now of our present circumstances. We find ourselves in the middle of a global pandemic that has laid bare some of the ugliest parts of our society. And yet all of Scripture gives us hope in the power of God's transforming love. It is our responsibility, yours and mine, to be agents of God's transforming love in the world. It is our mission to embrace God's hope even in the midst of present difficulties. This is precisely what Paul was trying to do as he wrote these words in Romans. He sought to give people hope for the future, even in the midst of the difficult days they faced. Life was not always easy for the Christians in Paul's care. At that time, persecution of Christians was increasing, and it wasn't always safe to say that you were a follower of Jesus. Even so, Paul wrote to give followers of Jesus confidence to continue teaching and preaching and living as God intends. So he wrote this passage with a reminder of hope. He tells Roman Christians that no matter what's happening in the world around us, around those Christians and us too, the most important thing that we can remember is that each and every one of us is a beloved child of God. And there's nothing in all the world that can take that away. Not suffering nor the trials of the day. Paul wrote to these early Christians with encouragement. No matter how broken we might be or how broken we might feel, no matter the suffering we have faced in our lives, God still has a purpose for us. No matter how broken the world is around us or the church is beside us, no matter the state of the pandemic, God is still at work among us, writing new stories of transformation and love, offering ways for us to reach out and care for our neighbors, transforming our lives and teaching us to become the people God needs in the world to build God's kingdom. Last week, we talked a little bit about the brokenness of our church and our world. We talked about God's generosity, sowing seeds of love into the world, regardless of where they fall. And this week, we remember the good news that Paul writes, encouraging us to press on even while we anxiously anticipate what might come next. The good news that Paul shares with us is that no matter how broken we are, God can still use us. No matter what challenges and struggles we've faced in life, God still claims us and redeems us through Christ's life, death, and resurrection. But Paul doesn't leave the message there. He reminds us that we still have work to do. For creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. That's for us, dear friends. The world is waiting for us, eagerly longing for God's children, for you and for me, to bring hope to the places where we live. The world is waiting, eagerly longing for you and me to live as followers of Jesus who proclaim the good news. God loves you, all of you, to the whole world. The world is waiting and eagerly longing for us to claim our identity, given in baptism, as beloved children of God adopted into God's family, so that we can carry God's love and hope to the world. The question is, what are we waiting for? There is work to be done in all of us and through all of us. There isn't time to wait. The world is anxiously anticipating all that the church and the people of God have to offer. Friends, the kingdom of God is already at hand among us, around us, and within us, but not yet revealed in its fullness. Paul's words are as much for us today as they were for the early Christians nearly 2,000 years ago. The world is eagerly waiting for the revealing of God's kingdom right here, right now, through everyday, ordinary people like you and me. The world is waiting to hear the good news that God loves them. It isn't our job to sort out who belongs or who we think is worthy of God's love. It isn't our job to separate the wheat from the weeds. Instead, it is our job to care for the field, to care for God's world. Who knows what God will do if we are faithful to that mission? If we take seriously our responsibility to care for the world and bring good news to every corner of the earth. Friends, you and I have work to do. We have walls to break down. We have injustice to strike away. We have good news to share. Friends, the good news for us is that all of us are needed in this mission that God has for us. None of us is too broken to belong in God's kingdom. Nothing that happens to us in the middle of the world can take us away from God. Instead, we live with hope, eagerly awaiting God's kingdom in its fullness, even more eagerly than the world waited for Tajiri to be born a few years ago, and even more eagerly than we await this pandemic to be finished. Friends, may we go into the world this week and this month and this year to live as God's beloved children and carry a message of hope wherever we go. May you go and live as Christ's servants, knowing that you are God's beloved children sent to care for God's world. Amen.